Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, elections are first and foremost numbers games, and we've had endorsements flying back and forth here throughout the last month or so. Another announcement here from Andy Dillon's campaign about the bricklayers and allied craft workers. But Virge Bernero's campaign can just say, look at the scoreboard. Look at the numbers of the latest polls, and got a text here, or rather an email earlier about the 8-point lead we spoke of yesterday, and that's the Epic MRA poll. And three votes I know Virge Bernero is going to get are from his daughters, Kelly and Virginia, and wife, Terry. And we are joined by the women Bernero on the bus tour here. And I'll start off with his daughter, Kelly, who was a guest on this show a little more than a week ago. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, Jack. Good. How are you? Can I also let the 50 other women on this bus say hi real quick?
Sure. Go ahead. Never say no to 50-plus women, Scott. I've learned that over the years. That's a very dangerous thing to do. So are you having fun on this trip today?
It has been such a wonderful day, Jack. We're on the road to Waterford. We just left Detroit, where we had a crowd of 200 waiting at the campaign office for us. And it's just been overwhelming, and it's very humbling for my family to see this, you know, all these crowds and all the support. I heard you talking about the poll earlier, and it is encouraging to see that, but I think what that really shows is that our message is resonating, and that families are connecting with us, and they're in tune, and that they're energized to go out and vote on the 3rd.
All right. We heard throughout the majority of this campaign that Andy Dillon had a double-digit lead. That has turned around, and other than your return from South Africa, what do you think has kicked in here and has Virge Bernero in front?
Well, I think that our supporters are working people. So it's summertime. They're on vacation. When they're not working, they're spending time with family, making the most out of that time. Maybe politics wasn't always the first thing on their brain. But now here we are, you know, less than a week away. And, you know, the people of Michigan, they're smart people. They're educated people. They went and they did their homework over the past couple weeks. They checked out the websites. They read all the literature we have been sending their way. And so now when they're answering these polls and talking to their friends and neighbors, they're more sure. You know, before they were undecided and they didn't want to make an uneducated decision. But now they know. They know Virge is the man. So that's why the numbers have shifted.
Your dad has a lot of energy on a slow day. And with 5 days left in the campaign, how is he reacting to this? And what advice have you given him?
Well, this morning I kind of told him what I just told you. I said, Dad, you know, tell people that you're excited to have the polls shift your way, but that it's only because your message has resonated and that, you know, your fans, you have real working people. It's not a bunch of lobbyists or corporate interests answering polls. They're people who may not have always answered earlier. You know, I don't have to give my dad a lot of advice. He's very capable and very smart. So I just try and support him as much as I can. And he's more energized than ever. I don't think it would have made a difference what the polls say, though. He would have been this way regardless because it's 4 days out and we have to talk to every single person and go full steam ahead.
Well, let's talk to someone, maybe one of the few people in this world who may know your dad better than you do, and that is your mom. And
sure.
Let's see if Terry Bernero can come on the phone for a minute. Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Terry.
Hi, Jack.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, we just had a chance to talk to Kelly, and she said that Virge is Virge. Have you noticed any change over the last couple of weeks of this campaign?
Just that we've been picking up steam. We have momentum on our side, and we have 4 more days, and we're going to go full steam ahead, and we're going to, I think we're going to have a true victory party on Tuesday night after the polls close.
Someone told me last week that primary elections, as opposed to general elections, are always won by foot soldiers. And maybe the group that is prepared to march the longest for Virge Bernero would be teachers. You know a lot about that, being an elementary school principal here in Lansing. But can you talk about the support of the education community and how that's made a difference in this campaign?
Absolutely. You know, luckily the teachers' unions, they're behind us, the AFT, the MEA. We were just up in Saginaw the other day. We spoke to a nice crowd of 300 MEA presidents and leaders. Virtually got them revved up, and I know as soon as we left, they got on the phone. They started making phone calls to teachers in their district, spreading the word about Burge, and he's the person to get the job done when it comes to education. Of course, they throw in there that he's married to a public educator, and that really means a lot. And he admitted to those folks on Tuesday when we were there that he's not the expert on education, and he really wants to work with the teachers and the administrators to make schools right for kids. And, of course, he has me 24/7 as his advisor on educational issues, and I'm more than happy to help him with that.
You know, there's an old saying, Terry, that when two people think exactly alike, one of them is irrelevant. And I know that you're a very strong-minded individual. Can you tell me one way, as his education consultant, where you may have shaped one of his views?
It probably has to do with early childhood development. Mm-hmm. You know, I know he credits me with helping him kind of raise our girls when they were young. I mean, I went to school. I studied early childhood education, best practices for kids. So I know how to talk to kids. I had to actually teach my husband, if you want them to do what you want them to do, here's how you have to say it. Here's how you have to phrase it. So I guess in that way, and he knows now the importance of early education. I mean, one of his something on his educational platform is that he wants to see all-day kindergarten for all students, all five-year-olds in the state of Michigan. I know it's just in some districts and not in others, but early ed is where it's at. So kids have to have a great start in order to, you know, put them ahead and make sure that that lifelong learning, that it starts really from when they're 5 years old.
We're talking with the Bernero women, his wife Terry, daughters Kelly and Virginia. And I told someone after you were on this show, Terry, Virg was very lucky that you were in the room that day, knocked on the door at Adrian College instead of your roommate.
This is true. It was fate. It was just fate.
We spoke with Kelly and have when she was in the studio. Is Virginia there?
Yep, she's right here. Would you like me to
I'd like to talk to her for 1 minute.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
All right.
Virginia. Hello, Jack.
Hi, Virginia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine. Well, you have the name. You're the closest to Virge Bernero that way. He's got to finish strong and make you look good, right?
Oh, definitely. I think that we're on the right track here, and we have a lot of strong women behind us today. And fortunately, he has a strong family, and I'm really proud of my sister and my mom for everything that they're doing, as well for my dad.
All right. I'm going to give you a tough question here in terms of young people, and a lot of them are tuned out to the political process. And what do you tell your peers when they say, I really don't care about elections, all politicians are crooks? How do you convince them that they need to get motivated, need to get involved, and need to vote for your dad?
Well, I mean, this election, I think, has a lot to do with the young people and our future here in the state of Michigan. My students and my classmates that I go to school with up at Central, I talk to them, and, you know, if they want to stay here and they want to have an affordable education, if they want to keep going to college, then they will care about this election. If they want to have a job here waiting for them after they graduate and they have a degree, I feel like you should be able to stay in your home state where your family is, and you should be able to get a good job with an education. So I think that's a huge deal for people that want, for people my age and people that are going to college around the state that would want to have a future here in Michigan. This election means a lot to them.
Virginia, what's your major in Mount Pleasant?
I'm going to be going into business as far as advertising and marketing.
Okay. Scott, I think we have another budding politician here. I'm listening to it. Is Kelly back there? I'd like to talk to her one more minute before we let her go.
Yep. Right. She's right here. Thank you.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi there.
We will talk to you again on Election Day, and you're going to be kind of reporting for us a little bit from the field.
Yes.
And then we will see you that evening. But in terms of what has to happen the next 4 days, if there were one thing that you knew you could do that would make you feel even more optimistic about the outcome, what would that be?
Well, I wish I could make about 20 clones of my dad and then put him, or no, 83 clones and put one in each county.
One
because
in each county.
He could talk to every single person in that county, and then we'd win with probably 100% of the vote.
All right. Kelly Bernero, the daughter of Lansing mayor and Democratic gubernatorial frontrunner, Virge Bernero. And we appreciate Kelly, her sister Virginia, and her mom Terry being with us. And we will talk with you next week.
Everyone say bye.
Bye.
That is the Women for Bernero bus tour and its final stop. And, of course, it's at a pizza place, as it would be with anyone with a name ending in O. That's only fitting. We will be back, and we're going to talk with Doug Pratt, Communications Director for the Michigan Education Association. We're going to talk a little bit about union involvement in this campaign and how it is for teachers. We'll be right back with that and more on Ebling and You.